Hello, you're listening to CMO Spotlight. I'm Lily Niebergi, and today I'm with Emily Hudgens. She's a master's student here at CMO, getting her graduate degree in biology. Emily just got recognized for her work and won the Fulbright Award for her research in macroinvertebrates, or you might know them as bugs. Hi, Emily. Thank you so much for being here. Can you kind of talk about that award you just won?
I got a U.S. Student Research Fulbright Award. So essentially how that works is you have an award cycle. The award cycle, the application period goes from about April to about October. So you have that long to draft your project. And then after you submit it to a specific country. So I chose Indonesia. Each country has a certain amount of awards that they have allotted that year. And you basically pick out a project, make it from scratch. You can talk to people from that country if you are able to find contacts, kind of look at what they have going on there, try to draft, you know, something that relates to your experience, something that relates to your interests as well, but also a need that they might have there. I basically picked out macroinvertebrates because that's what my past experience is in. And then I cold emailed a couple different places in Indonesia, found one that kind of fit what I was looking for, talked to them about my experience, talked to them about stuff I was interested in. They told me about some local problems that they had going on. And then I basically took those local problems that they had and used it to kind of draft a project that meshed, you know, what they were trying to get out of it and what I was interested in and what my background is in. Submitted it in October and then waited till about February to hear about preliminary results. Got announced as a semifinalist. And when you get announced as a semifinalist, that's the American government is, or the American panels are looking at the applications and then they rank them. And then after semifinalist gets picked, they send it to whatever country you applied to. And then they rank it in that country on their end of things. And then they pick finalists for however many spots they have that year. So I think this year there were 13 spots. And then I found out in April that I received the award, essentially.
So how does your research specifically, like, tie to Indonesia?
Yeah, so where I'm going to be at, if you've ever heard of Bali, it's like a really popular tourist destination in Indonesia. So I'm going to be on a little island off of the big island of Bali called Nusa Penida. And Nusa Penida, so in Indonesia, you have a wet season and a dry season. So when the wet season comes in and you have all that rain, the infrastructure on these island nations aren't great, especially in Indonesia, because they've had a big tourism boom in the past decade. So because of that, they're building really, really fast. And they don't always, you know, have the best infrastructure when they're doing that. So you have a lot of loose construction materials places and whatnot, and the soil there is also just looser. So when the wet season comes in, it has all this rain that comes down, and I've been told by the people that I've communicated with there that the water and the sediment that runs off the coast of the island is so intense. It's such a large outflow that it's almost like a river that splits the island in half. So essentially what I'm going to be doing is all that sediment is running off of the coast of Nusa Penida, and I'm going to look at macroinvertebrates in areas where that sediment is running off and in areas where it's not running off, and seeing how the diversity changes, because the big tourism attraction in Indonesia is how great of a diving destination it is. So those nudibranchs, they're so colorful and like really awesome to look at. Same for, they have things like manta rays, lots of different types of sharks, lots of different types of reef fishes. It's in the soft coral zone in the world, so you get a lot of the really pretty soft corals that have like your pinks and your purples and things like that. So a lot of people pay to go to Indonesia to dive, so that's a lot of where they get their economic gain. So by looking at the macroinvertebrates in there, I can basically get a better idea of how that sedimentation is affecting the ecosystems there. So how it's affecting the coral rubble zones and how it's affecting the seagrass beds. And if we find, you know, that they are being negatively affected, like the diversity is being affected, then that kind of sets up the framework and the structure for future students to come there to kind of have a basis to build upon it and have further projects. And also, I'm really passionate about community conservation and working with local communities. So a big goal of my project as well is to make sure that I'm involving locals while I'm working on it. Because if I do that as well, and they're out there with me looking at the problem and we're kind of analyzing it together, then, you know, after I leave, maybe the local community can take a look at it and be like, okay, well, Emily's project found this. So now that we know this is a problem, we can all do this together to, you know, help mitigate, and things like that.
That's awesome. When are you going to Indonesia?
So my date isn't set for sure yet, but as of right now, I'll probably be going the last week of October. And it's a 10-month grant. So if I go in October, that would put me getting back to the United States, I think, end of August.
How did you feel when you won the Fulbright Award? Like, can you kind of talk to me about, like, how that day went?
Yeah, so If you recall, like, me talking about the timeline a little bit, I had to wait quite a bit of time before I heard anything from applying. And, you know, it's not like a quick application either. So I spent months, really, even before the application cycle opened in April, I was still kind of in my head. I knew that I wanted to apply. So I was already working on my project really about December. I guess that would have been a 2024. Thinking about my project and what I wanted to do. So really, it was over a year-long process of, you know, waiting to hear back about results. And I actually did apply in undergrad as well. So I kind of knew what the process had been like, but in undergrad, I didn't make it as far as I did this time. I didn't even make it to semifinalists. So it was a pretty quick rejection when I experienced that in undergrad. So here, it was very nerve-wracking because I was sitting there and I was like, I heard back, you know, by this time when I applied in undergrad that I'd already been rejected. So why is it taking so long? Did they lose funding? Is it, you know, this just how it works? And then I got the notification that I got the semifinalists. And at that point, I was kind of like, wow, you know, it's really cool that I made it this far. If I don't make it any further than this, it's really great that, you know, I made it a little bit further than I did in the past. And so then I still waited several months, and it was very, I had a lot of anxiety around it. Like, for several weeks, I'd kind of look at my calendar, I'd eyeball it and be like, I think I'll hear on this day. And then that day would pass and be like, oh, I guess I'll hear on this day. Well, the day came and I was actually in the lab working on my project, and I got an email saying, because the email is not like, oh, you got it, you didn't get it. The email is open your portal to check your application status. So I opened my portal, and I was pretty shaky, and I honestly couldn't read when I opened it. So I had to sit there a second with it open, and I noticed that it said congratulations. So I was like, okay, it's got to be somewhat positive. But I had to actually wait a little while in order to, like, be able to read it. And I called my grandma after. I was like, I think I got it. But yeah, I had to wait till I calmed down a little bit and go back and read it just to verify that that's what it said.
Well, congratulations. That's so cool.
Thank you.
What drew you to the macro invertebrates? What about the insects, like, drove you in and made you want to research them?
Yeah, I've always loved, like, little things in terms of organisms, or I guess you would say in the non-biology world, I tend to gravitate towards the things that are least popular or least loved. And part of that is with insects specifically, or with macroinvertebrates specifically. With those types of organisms, you could study those for your whole life and still not know everything. And I think there's a lot of beauty in that. I like the idea that I could, you know, study something and grow with it for my whole life. You know, always have something new to discover, always have something new to explore. And kind of like what I maybe was talking about a little bit earlier, I think insects and macroinvertebrates are just really cool, because that's something, like, here, even in Missouri, if I wanted to go out into somebody's backyard and look at their stream, I could take a pretty quick look at their macroinvertebrates just in the little time that I'm there and know so much about that habitat. I think they just tell us a lot about what's going on in the ecosystem. And, you know, that's I guess, the appeal for me. Because, you know, we can look outside, and if there's a place that has like a lot of plastic, a lot of erosion going on, that's a very visual, like, hey, there's something wrong going on here. But knowing more about macroinvertebrates, since they are so sensitive to like changes and they're typically the first things that are affected, I think it kind of takes that a step further. You can maybe go into those areas that you can't always tell what's going on and take a look at the invertebrates that are there, and pretty quickly get at least a general idea of like, hey, this is a relatively healthy area. This is, you know, not a healthy area. So that's the main reason I'm interested in them. But ultimately, I've just kind of, you know, always been around invertebrates. Like even when I was little, I was always outside with a little butterfly net, like catching insects and stuff. And then during undergrad, I did a project on hawk moths. And then here my thesis has involved invertebrates throughout the whole thing. So that's also just what I've been around. It's what I'm comfortable with, and you know, I'm never gonna run out of stuff to explore with them. So it's pretty cool.
This has been CMO Spotlight. To hear the full interview, go to krcu.org. I'm Lily Niebergie.